Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Solitude and silence are not exactly the most popular things or values among people nowadays. And there is reason for that. When we decide to be in solitude or in silence, we can clearly hear the voice of our soul, which protests against all of the shallowness of our life. And soul asks us and begs us and pleads with us for the fulfillment of the desire that the soul has, that yearns for. And this desire is God Himself. A person feels this call of his soul as something unpleasant. And we deeply feel this, the revelation of our weaknesses and barrenness of our life. It is sometimes so unpleasant that we quickly chase away this moment of solitude and silence by turning on the radio or television, or silencing our soul with immersing ourselves with sea of barren words or sounds. And this is not the solution. But there is a correct solution to this situation that leads to conquering this unpleasant feeling. The solution is Jesus Christ. He Himself comes to our aid. He Himself accepts the human body and earthly existence to show us the way to perfect fulfillment of our life. This message is not unknown to us. We listen to the gospel, we pray, we try to keep the commandments, and yet we don't feel or we don't experience the fact that Jesus is our Savior. The fault is not in God, but it is in our unbelief. It causes us to fear of surrendering ourselves to God. We throw all of our energies into building our own independence instead of recognizing that we are dependent solely on God. We willingly hurt ourselves instead of discovering peace that God gives. Look at the Holy Mother of God. How mature her relationship with God must have been. She surrendered herself to Him and acknowledged her dependence on Him from very young age. That is why when the angel announces to her a wonderful, hard to understand message, she is not startled. She does what she did before. She humbly accepts this incomprehensible message with a deep trust that may God's will be done in her life. And then she becomes Mother of the Savior. Today's feast tells us to imitate Theotokos' attitude. And if we choose to do so, we will quickly recognize the freeing and healing effects of such action. God will draw us closer to Him, and on this journey, He will heal everything that is wounded and painful in us. God wants us to bring us to a real life. Our self-isolation, creating some kind of independence by bypassing weaknesses and not solving problems, does not bring peace in our life. Just pushes them away until something else happens. God wants us to set us free. He sends us across to receive, to embrace, and to hold fast to. We will do this if we will only do this if we say yes to God, if we recognize our dependence on God, if we recognize God's saving love. Then it is enough to hold fast to the cross with unwavering confidence that our life is in his hands. So, if we find ourselves in a moment of silence or in solitude, let us endure it. Let us not run to be distracted from it. And at that moment, our soul will tell us what is holding it bound. It might be sin, might be weakness, or untruth, or anything else. So, let's not look for solution in escaping from this inner voice. Let's turn those problems that our soul shows us over to God. And let's hang those problems on the cross for them to be healed. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory.